Do you get extra pump for that kind of opponent?
I don't believe in the whole extra pumpness. I think, you know, every time, every opponent you play, you should be as amped as you can be to play it. But people around me get a little bit more pumped. The fans get a little bit more pumped. You guys are a little bit more upbeat today, it looks like. Look like y'all went home and got some sleep this weekend. So, it's at the end of the day, man, it's another game. And it's a team that we got a lot of history against, and it's another game that's of relevance to, you know, what we want to do this year.
You were 0-6. What does it mean to be here right now at this important game?
It means we're 4-6, trying to be 5-6.
Could you have envisioned this, though, when you guys were 0-6? I mean, because it's easy to say take it game by game, day by day. And here you are.
Well, at 0-6, I didn't envision anything other than this. Obviously, that doesn't mean it was going to happen, but it did. And, you know, all of us was, you know, very confident that we could get out of that hole. We felt as though we should have played a lot better than not have been in that hole to begin with. But, you know, it's the cards that we've dealt ourselves, and we need to, you know, figure out how to play the hand better. And we did the last 4 weeks.
What does it say about the team, and Coach Coughlin in particular, that you guys were able to keep this ship going in the right direction at 0-6?
I don't know.
The leadership that he brings to you.
It means we got leadership. That's all. I think people are blowing out of proportion, to be honest with you. We still got a long way to go. And believe me, we feel fortunate to be where we are, but we also understand that we're not even close to where we need to be.
What about the challenge of Romo this week?
It's a big challenge. Everyone knows that. You know, like I said, you know, we've had success against him. He's had success against us. Hopefully it's our time to have success against him.
How about John Beeson? What has he meant to this defense?
A huge pickup for us, man. He has brought his, you know, I call it his spirit, but he just loves to play the game, and that's infectious. And he has, you know, from day one come in and been a leader, been, you know, energetic, and been, you know, obviously making a lot of plays on defense, and he just kind of gave us that rock in the middle that we needed.
Justin, how much is the game one, week one, relevant, or if it is at all, because it's a few months ago?
I mean, it's relevant, obviously. You know, you can still look at some ways that they like to play us compared to, you know, how they like to play other teams, and some things that they like to do against us. Obviously, they're coming off a bye week, so you can expect some wrinkles here and there, but they are who they are, we are who we are, and, you know, hopefully we have a better showing than we had in week one.
JPP said that there's going to be blood spilled at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. A little bit graphic there, but how intense is this game going to be?
I mean, I always, you know, I got a couple scratches and a little blood trickle out and things like that.
I think he meant gushing, though.
I hope not. I hope it's not any gushing blood. But it's going to be an intense game, and it's going to be one of those games that, you know, you're going to have to be in the cold tub out there and getting treatment out there, because it's going to be a lot of, I would say, some violent hits, some out in the open, some in the trenches. But it's going to be one of those, you know, like I said, down south we call them barn burners. Yeah, it's going to be that.
Justin, in the first game, the Cowboys went through a much shorter passing game. Is that something you've seen a lot more since then, or are you still worried about them kind of getting down?
We always see that. Everyone wants to neutralize what used to be our pass rush. Haven't they paid attention? You know, we don't rush the pass no more. They can hold the ball a little longer now. That's one of the things that Romo does well, man. He's very, very good at getting the ball out of his hand with the hitches and the slants, and that's something that he's kind of neutralized us with.